30 Minuten Nonstop Marabu. Let me introduce you to 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jetzt auf Radio Marabu.
Problem. zu genießen ist die Band Hook.
About strawberry fields forever.
Das waren die Beatles neu interpretiert. Und jetzt kommt ein Original.
What song? Get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Schallarchiv.
to rebel. There ain't nothing else, 'cause it's all shot to hell. Don't say no one told you about the equalizer. I'm the one that sold you on the equalizer. Don't say no one told you about the equalizer.
Russell, das war der frühere musikalische Leiter der Glitterband.
Marabu.
Martin Mainschäfer aus Frankfurt am Main.
Und Mais, Schweinebäuche, Ferkelpreis. Ich könnte mir Optionen kaufen, in die neuen Märkte investieren. MDAX, Bon, Silizium, Tesla, Future, Cadmium. Ich kauf sofort das Handelsblatt und eine App, bloß keine Zeit verlieren. Ich könnte auf Immobilien gehen und die großen Räder drehen. Mecklenburg, Saarland, Oberpfalz sind die neuen Hotspots für das Wohnen. Barbude und Schneewittchen sagt, Oldtimer sind angesagt. Bei 10% Rendite wird sich eine 911er Restaurierung lohnen. Ich hab ja gar kein Geld, mach mein ganzes Leben nur Musik. Damit wirst du niemals reich, schon gar nicht in der Bundesrepublik. Eine Melodie ist nichts mehr wert, wie holt man sich für Oma aus dem Netz? Top 40 Mutter muss man sein, sonst bist du ohne Chance im Geschäft. Und Chagall, der Preis steigt damit Überschall. Die jungen Wilden gehen steiler als die Eiger Nordwand in den Himmel. Brauchst nur etwas Kapital, der hat, der hat, der
Wer will nochmal? Du kannst bei diesem Wahnsinnsspiel ganz ohne jedes Risiko gewinnen. Ein Startup mit einer Top-Idee macht sich gut und lohnt per se. Mit etwas Glück wird das Invest sich in einem Jahr amortisieren. Sicher auch nicht schlecht, Renditekurve senkrecht. Mein Spielgeld macht in einem Jahr die Rente klar. Du musst es nur riskieren. Da fällt mir ein, ich hab kein Geld. Ich mach mein ganzes Leben nur Musik. Damit wirst du niemals reich, schon gar nicht in der Bundesrepublik. Melodie ist nichts mehr wert, die holt man sich für Ome aus dem Netz. Top 40 Note muss man sein, sonst bist du ohne Chance im Geschäft.
Vorstellung gleich hier auf Marabu.
Mehr Europe's Alternative Music live auf Radio Marabu.
Geld ausgeben auf Radio Marabu.
Dann holt euch das neue Marabu T-Shirt.
Holt es euch.
Das neue Marabu T-Shirt.
Über das Jahr passt Radio Marabu seine Musikplanung an. Zum Herbst senden wir unsere Herbstkuschler in jeder Stunde. Möchten auch Sie einen Herbstkuschler bestellen? Dann schreiben Sie uns Radio Marabu, Postfach 1166 in 49187 Bellen, Deutschland, per E-Mail info@radiomarabu.de oder über Facebook. Hot Chocolate, M. Jones Band und Eric Clapton.
This time's gotta stop. Enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You wanna claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door.
Durch den Herbst mit Radio Marabu.
Lord Litter für Radio Marabu.
Marabu konfus. Merkmal, welches sich bei Personen auf Aussehen und Charakter, aber auch auf Kunstwerke und Gegenstände beziehen kann, von heftigen Gefühlsausbrüchen begleitetem Beharren auf einer Meinung oder einem Recht äußert sich, das sich als bedrohlich empfundenen Situationen, als Besorgnis oder Unlust betonte und die emotionale Ausdruckskraft der menschlichen Stimme nutzt.
Lord Little's Magic Music Box. Produziert für Radio Marabu.
RadioMarabu.de.
Eine Reklamation. Radio Marabu gibt bekannt, bei Bedarf alle eventuellen Oppositionspolitiker weltweit als selbsternannte Präsidenten anzuerkennen. Auf geradlinigem Weg. Freiheitsliebend, korrekt und lügenfrei. Radio Marabu.
Psst, nicht rot werden.
This is a little musical interlude in the album, sort of an intermission. It's called The Archivist, and it's instrumental only. So it features John on keyboards and flugelhorn and Alan on guitars, and it emerged from a melodic idea that Alan had sent over. I'd say the songs are fairly evenly split on this album in terms of who began the writing of them between Alan and John, and it's just a lovely little number where Jamie and I can step back and don't have to do much and can just enjoy the music. This is Ming from Project Blackbird, and you are listening to our new album, If This Is The End, on Radio Marabu with Annette Schilling. This does have a long name. It is called I Name My Mind and Throw It Treats, Hoping It Will Become Tractable. So there's sort of an equally long story behind this title, but to try to make it a short story, for the last year and a half or so, I've been writing a haiku a day, so the poetic format that has a five-syllable, seven-syllable, five-syllable structure. And I've been writing them using Merriam-Webster Dictionary's words of the day. So this was actually a haiku using the word tractable. But I digress. So the song itself is a commentary on the mental health system, particularly here in the UK. I am a social worker by profession, and I've worked in the mental health field for, I'm not sure how long, 16, 17 years now. And it's just calling upon some of the frustrations that I have and that certainly people I've worked with and encountered have with the mental health system and with how unhelpful it can be. In terms of guests on this, we have Harry Trivedi on tabla again, and then the keyboard solo at the end, which goes quite psychedelic, is from Lee Spreadbury, who's performing on his Moog Sub 37, and it's a real treat.
My current conformance, i.e. my acquired ability to kick the ball through shifting goalposts, smile politely when they patronize, because I know when they say, be honest, they're not inviting me to speak my mind.
Yeah.
is called Ava, My Love, and Ava isn't anybody that I know in particular, but she's sort of an amalgamation of individuals that my social work colleague and I have worked with over the years. And also, I think thematically, this song just speaks to getting older, to the older population that we have in our communities, some of whom get a little bit lost within the system and lost in their own lives. So on guest vocals here is a soprano named Daphne Tucker, and she also happens to be John's mother, and she adds a tremendous amount of atmosphere and feeling, I think, to the song.
Thank you.
Letter number 5 is the penultimate song on the album, and it turned into something of an epic. It is the only song that lyrically really directly references for me the pandemic, and it was one of the songs that I wrote first, right at the start of well, just the confusion and uncertainty that the pandemic was creating. We always knew that it was going to be spoken word against the music for this one, and I had written something quite lengthy, but then decided to whittle it down into something a lot shorter and more concise, just because it felt like this was a track that needed as much space as possible for the music. There's a tremendous moment towards the end of the track where John on his trumpet and Alan on guitar play in unison. And yeah, I think it's a glorious moment, unfettered by words. We have Harry on tabla for this one again. This is letter number 5.
My thoughts, my words, my thoughts, my words, my thoughts, my words. where spores beget seeds, the verdant pastures begin to rejoice, and the sun still glitters on water like a disco ball that no one sees.
That there were two songs on the album that were written about thinking of specific people. The first one was Murmuration, and the second one is this track, Let Love. In January 2020, our guitarist Alan's mother passed away much too soon. And yes, when Alan wrote this song, wrote the music for it, I think he had her in mind particularly. So when I was writing the lyrics, I also tried to have her in mind and create a kind of eulogy. So you may notice there is a recorded voice on this song, and it is Alan's mother saying his name, and I like how her voice and the voice of John's dad, who's featured on If This Is the End, kind of bookend the album. It seems a very fitting way to start and finish this album. There are guest musicians on this track too, so we welcome back Sue Robinson on clarinet and Russ Coleman on trombone for Let Love.
The woman in my dream stands barefoot in the garden, her auburn hair as wild as horse clouds.
seen overhead. She doesn't see me there. She's looking in the water at the wings of dragonflies flashing blue against the light. And I can hear her laugh, though she makes no sound. And I can feel her touch through air. I want to take her hand and make her proud of who I will become, so she will stay a little longer. Let love, she speaks. Let love. The shimmer.